Scripture reading, Luke 10, 30-37. In reply, Jesus said, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho when he was attacked by robbers. They stripped him of his clothes, beat him, and went away, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down the same road, and when he saw the man, he passed by on the other side. So too a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he traveled, came where the man was, and when he saw him, he took pity on him. He went to him and bandaged his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he put the man on his own donkey, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. The next day he took out 2 denarii and gave them to the innkeeper. 'Look after him,' he said, 'and when I return, I will reimburse you for any extra expense you may have.' Which of these 3 do you think was a neighbor to the man who fell into the hands of robbers?" The expert in the law replied, "The one who had mercy on him." Jesus told him, "Go and do likewise." Devotional. The great Jewish theologian Martin Buber described the healthiest or maturest relationship possible between 2 human beings as an I-thou relationship. "In such a relationship, I recognize that I am made in the image of God, and so is every other person. This makes them a thou to me. They have dignity and worth and are to be treated with respect. I affirm them as being a unique and separate human being apart from me." In most of our human relationships, however, we treat people as objects, as an it. In an I-it relationship, I treat you as a means to an end, as I might a toothbrush or a car. I talk to people in order to get something off my chest, not to be with them as separate individuals. I talk about people, authority figures, people in the news, and so on, as if they were subhuman. I get frustrated when people don't conform to my plans or see things the way I do. The priest and the Levite did not make the connection that emotional maturity, loving well, and loving God are inseparable. They missed the thou lying on the side of the road and simply passed him by. Question to consider. Take a few moments to consider the people you will encounter today. What might it look like for you to slow down and treat each one as a thou rather than an it? Prayer. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me. I am aware, Lord, of how often I treat people like an it. Help me to view each person I meet with the eyes and heart of Christ. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take a breath and let's conclude our time by spending 30 seconds of silence and stillness with Jesus.